Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Really, this will be a session because we have somebody who can actually have a session of sanity. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the joemessina.com live chat room there. As I always say, and I mean it, there are smarter people in there than I am. So head over there, get informed, then engage. I'm telling you, they come up with questions, they hear things that I miss. So, you know, whatever. Dr. Bridget Belson joins me. She does every week. What?
No, I said they're so good. That was such a good question from Ron. And I got Carla in there. Hi, everybody. You guys are awesome. Yeah, I love it when y'all hop on the chat on joemessina.com. And
y'all? What's
yeah.
a y'all? What's a y'all?
Y'all, would you stop?
Isn't that something that you break up ice with, a y'all?
I can't, you know. I'm gonna come over there.
I know. Well, you'll be close
away.
Enough to whack me when you get here, so that'll be good.
It'll happen.
Right. You know, in the last segment, first of all, people, we were talking about, you know, the psyche of some of these kids, some of the things that they go through, and you know, what triggers certain things and what doesn't. You were talking about... We made a little comment about Hitler, Stalin, and Mao, and even Mussolini knew that if you got the kids, if you got the kids through education, indoctrination over the years, you would have the country. You would have them for life. But then you get a guy like Charlie Manson in, right? And to your point, you know, he peace and love, he kind of used the Jesus terminologies, and he sucked all these young girls in, and a couple of young guys, into doing his bidding for him. I mean, how do people get that kind of control over others?
You know, you look at cults, right? And that's really essentially what, you know, Manson was. I mean, they all start out as that. And what blows my mind, you know, he was a psychopath. But, you know, he had difficulty showing empathy and having intimate relationships, right? Yet he had all of these, just this harm. And I'm guessing his intelligence is pretty high. I mean, he's one guy I would love to interview, but I also, I wouldn't because I think he's a demon himself at this point. But there is just a charm, you know, to psychopaths and antisocial personality disorder. And we've talked about that before, the antisocial personality disorder issue, which Hitler had as well, and Stalin and Mao, and all brilliant. Brilliant people, intelligently, IQ. But antisocial is not, you're not, you know, because you just said he had all these women around him. It's not that you're not social. It's that you're anti-society. You want to not follow the rules. You want to, it's a high, right? It is a high to see how many people you can get to follow you and to walk with you and to just you against the world and to break societal laws. So, and Hitler, you know, I don't know if people know this as well. He was also diagnosed with psychopathy, you know, being the psychopath, and then antisocial personality disorder as well. You look at most of the serial killers, same thing: white males, brilliant, high IQs, over 155, yet diagnosed with things.
You're saying we have to watch out for smart people? Is that kind of what you mean?
No. Yes, you watch it. No, but it's interesting because once you hit a certain intelligence level, and it's a phenomenon that we see, the emotion goes down, the EQ goes down, and the IQ goes up. And I have a brilliant EQ, so I'm really worried about my IQ. But kidding. But, it is just interesting that they lose touch, with the emotional, the compassion, the compassionate side. And it is not, gosh, I get this all the time, about mass shooters. Because mass shooters, most of them, have a higher intelligence and, have sociopathic tendencies or psychopathic. And just because you have some of those, in the DSM-4, it's ODD, oppositional defiant disorder. And I diagnose kids with that, and I'm like, no, it doesn't mean he's going to be a psychopath. He's not going to be a serial killer. But you combine some of these aspects with the COMP, MTH, FR gene, which just makes you more prone to, some of these tendencies. But you mix that, and that is only 40%. 60% of how our kids turn out, parents, is their environment. It is what they're watching and how early on they're watching. It is how early on they are on social media. It is on how much you guys argue. It is about how much news is on, and they are getting all of what is going on in this world. It is all of that, 60% of how your child will turn out and how their character will be, 60% is what's going on socially and in the environment around them. So,
go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, there was an MIT study that was recently done within the last 6 months or so, and it tied social media use linked to a decline not only in mental health, but it skyrockets depression, right? It creates a separation, a societal separation, if you would. And, all right, there's the music. Look, I'm going to keep you on a couple more minutes, I promise. And we'll be back in a minute. This is important. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We're going to bring it right back on. We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. B is with me again. Always appreciate her time with me. Now,
thanks.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking about some of the, you know, texts or emails that you're getting from the naysayers, if you would.
Yes.
You and I were talking during the break, and what came to my mind was there's been a recent MIT study on the use of social media, and it's been directly linked right to the decline in mental health. And the thing I thought was interesting about this is from 2000 to 2007, the suicide rate. Now, I'm sorry, I don't even understand this. You've been at this forever. 10-year-olds, suicide rates in 10-year-olds? I can't imagine how dark it has to be for them to do something like that. But the suicide rate from for 10-year-olds, 10 to 20, whatever, was fairly low, okay? I mean, any suicide's bad, I get that. But fairly low. But from 2007 forward, it raised 57%. And I was just I was just talking earlier that the iPhone became available in 2007.
Mm.
Think about that.
Very interesting. No, yep. That's, I mean, it all correlates. And I don't know, 57%, that's huge. And we saw that, you know, suicidal ideation went up 343%. Remember we talked about that during COVID because all of our kids were plugged into the wall, right? Plugged into the screens.
Yep.
And I mean, there are multiple studies that have found, and not just a link, a very strong link between heavy social media and increased risk for depression, anxiety, loneliness, self-harm, and suicide, and suicidal thoughts. And why? Well, because you're sitting there looking, I will tell you, teens and tweens and kids, if you're listening right now, and even parents, things get on a loop. There are algorithms. My husband worked in this, you know, this industry on how you are targeted, the data mining that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you see are these people that are, they've got the thing, they've got the popularity, like actors and actresses, but all of a sudden you're watching these people go through your streams, right, and your reels, and all of a sudden we feel inadequate. Why don't we have that many likes and views, and why don't we look like that? And they just look really good, and their voice is just so perfect, and, you know, okay. So all of a sudden, if adults can't handle it, you know kids are feeling this inadequacy, a sense of inadequacy about your life or about your appearance. And then that along with, you know, the newsreel going, they're going to think the world's about to end. So it is not the way to go. I've told you this, you know, I've told everybody this. 4 years ago, we turned off the news, all of it. It's not in the house anymore. And whereas my kids, you know, I have two boys in college and they're of age, they pay for their cell phones, they can do what they want to do at college with that, right? We have to let them go into the world, but they see things. And now at least they're smart about it. You know, they follow conservative news and the actual facts, and we'll have conversations about it. And we talk about it all the time. But Allie, our 13-year-old, is very limited on what she can do. She's an artist and she likes to post things, and I'm like, that's fine, but you're limited. And parents, guess what? When I tell her to bring her phone down at night to charge, and when I tell her you can't have this app and you cannot have this app, she does it, and I check it. And you can do it too. I have her passwords. I have everything. So don't tell me I can't get their phone. I don't. They hide it, or they say no, or you know, what are they supposed to talk to their friends? Okay. Have a pool party.
You hand it. You say, "Let me see your phone," and they hand it to you. And they won't give you the passwords. They follow me. You go out to the garage. You get the 9-pound sledgehammer out. And you put it on the ground. You say, you got two choices. I'm going to open it with the hammer, or you're going to give me your password. What do you want to do here? All right?
Right? Well, people would just realize what these devices are doing. They're distracted. They're not sleeping. They're exposed to bullying and rumor spreading and very unrealistic views of other people's lives.
Oh, yeah.
You know, peer pressure. This is not how people live. I'm telling you, honestly, people, and if you all follow me on Instagram, Dr. Bridget, or on Facebook, which is Bridget Malson, but if you follow me, you will see that I follow liberals. I follow Dylan Mulroney or whatever his name is, because I like to learn, right? I like to learn. And this latest video that Dylan wrote, you just look at his eyes, and he is so lost. He is not happy. I've become a supermodel and transitioned. There's no happiness there. And that's, I want to watch these people and follow them to be able to say, I think that he will not be along, be around a long time. I don't. I think he's going to be having to go to rehab or, you know, needing some intense, you know, inpatient therapy because it doesn't go well. It just does
now, who's
not.
That, and, who was one of the first, really popular ones? Well, I Am Jazz, right?
And, yes.
And he is going through all kinds of stuff right now, mental health and other things.
Right?
So it doesn't fix anything.
Parents.
Yes.
Yes.
When you see these deep transitioning videos, every one of them says the same thing, shame on the parents. By the way, part of that study, it says, in total, the negative effect on Facebook on mental health with these young people appeared to be roughly 20% the magnitude of what is experienced by someone who loses their job.
Wow.
Think about how devastating it is to lose your job, especially if you're supporting a family. It's this is a problem. It's making our kids weaker, not stronger.
Correct.
You know?
Spot on. And why they aren't coping, because you're handing them something that looks like the ability to cope, right? You're in the dentist office. You run into your job. You run into the store. Here, hold this. Watch this.
Yep.
Look at this. Right? Don't bother me. Be that good kid. And what you're doing is just completely delaying so much development that's going on in their brain. And you want an easy fix for this? Literally put a chore list together and put a broom or a vacuum in their hands. And don't laugh at this, but make them, without earbuds in or anything else, start vacuuming or start sweeping the floors, and then in their minds, parents, they have to get creative. They have to turn their brain on and start thinking. That's when I do my thinking, when I clean the house. Mike's like, you know, my husband's like, you need to clean the house. I'm like, yes, but that's when I do my thinking, you know, that's when I do my praying. You know,
kids. I know, we're up against it. Tell people where to hear you. You can stay, but I know you need to go eat or something. Whatever. All right. God bless. All right, guys, I'll be back. You're stuck with me. I'm going to diagnose you and you're going to be a real world of hurt. Be back in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Democrats want change in the wake of Thursday's Supreme Court ruling against affirmative action in college admissions. Texas Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro says if colleges cannot use race, then they should also be blind when it comes to legacy.
I do think it's time that we take up the issue of ending legacy-based admissions in higher education in the United States of America.
The Congressional Hispanic Caucus wants to outlaw the practice of giving preference to students whose parents attended a university. Indianapolis Colts quarterback Isaiah Rodgers and two other players are indefinitely suspended for gambling violations. The NFL found Rodgers, defensive end Rashad Berry, and free agent defensive lineman Demetrius Taylor all were found to have bet on NFL games in the 2022 season. They can petition the league to be reinstated after the 2023 season ends. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-PRO-JOE. All right, so listen, she's still in the chat room, so you need to poke at her, right? I'm trying to help her hook up a piece of equipment so she can fill in for me from time to time. And, you know, I know some of you guys, when Dave Sussman fills in, he does a good job, but she would do great. So anyhow, get on her. I want her to fill in for me from time to time. I think you guys would have a great time with her on there. Just think you'd have 3 hours of, psychiatric care. Not that it would help any of you, but I'm just saying. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Oh, here we go. I've lost them. 855-732-5563. You know, when they tell you, when the government tells you they're not doing something, or something isn't happening, you can all just pay attention. You will always eventually see a story that shows you, that tells you that they're doing exactly what they told you they weren't doing. That simple. So, recently, there was an armed citizen who gunned down a would-be mass shooter. Now, you don't hear about it. They don't want you to know, because you always hear that people carry guns, you know, and it's a fallacy. They don't really save lives. So a brave armed employee discharged his firearm to stop a mass shooting in Las Vegas last week, saving countless lives, but local government officials, they're covering it up, right? They don't want anybody to know that this is exactly what happened, that people's lives were saved because of this. A local reporter at KTNV reported an active shooter entered the Turnberry Towers and started firing off shots towards the front desk. Now, witness said the shooter was wearing a helmet and had an AR-15, another weapon by his side. It was that moment the would-be assassin got an unexpected surprise. An armed employee, the unidentified law-abiding citizen, drew on the shooter, caused him to flee by shooting out the inner glass. The employee has not been identified, drew on the would-be mass murderer, causing him to flee the shooting. Now, that was just right before the shooter reached the outer door to escape to the street and potentially gunned down other people. You know? And he shot him several times to bring the shooter to his knees. That's terrible, huh? And just think about it. If this guy was allowed to run down the street, he might have shot other people going down the street. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Don't let them pull this crap over you. All right. Listen, remember I just told you about the government? The Department of Defense says, hey, you know that Chinese spy balloon that we finally shot down? Yeah, you know, it didn't collect any data. No. We're good. Anybody believe in that? Oh, really? Anybody? Because I got a Nigerian prince who wants to talk to you, if that's the case. Unreal. Anyway. So the Chinese spy balloon that flew across the U.S. earlier this year did not collect and transmit data to Beijing. No, probably it probably sent it to Cuba. You have to remember something. The way these people operate, it's like, what do they call it? Plausible deniability. So you can say, you're able to say that, you know, hey, yeah, it really wasn't, it was a balloon, yeah, but we're not so sure it belonged to Beijing, even though it had Chinese markings on it, and, you know, so we can't know for sure. When in all reality, they know exactly what was going on. It's just amazing. Oh, back to my mindset on the Electoral College. Remember, I said to you, the only thing that will matter, the Dems could care less about you people in the middle of the country. It's very obvious. Wisconsin State Senator says, screw this up, but a lot harsher. We used to have decorum in chambers, but whatever. It says, screw the suburbs. This is a debate on crime spreading from cities. So, the state senator claimed that suburban citizens don't know a blankety-blank damn thing about how life is in the city. Now, they were fighting about funding for more policing. The politicians in Wisconsin have been debating a multi-year spending plan that covers topics ranging from politicized education to law enforcement. Right? They want the two-year budget would cut income taxes across the board, increase funding for K-12 schools, and cut the University of Wisconsin's budget. Right? But bottom line with this, this state senator Latonia, used the F word at the end of her floor speech, detailing the crime in Milwaukee and concerns about it spreading from the city to the suburbs. Now, what I don't get, you know, then why are you originally trying to defund the police? Right? And why do you have to use that kind of language? What does it do for you? Make you sound smarter? You feel better about yourself? You know, she went on to say, many don't know what it's like to live in Milwaukee. I'm grateful to live in a safe community. I want those to live in Milwaukee to experience that same level of safety, not to fear shootings, reckless driving, carjackers. Well, then why make fun of the people in the suburbs? I don't get it. I mean, those people, I mean, to a big degree, frankly, those people protect themselves. They can. They know how. You've seen it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I know, did you guys see the article about the fact that every living former U.S. president, with the exception of Donald Trump, are direct descendants of slaveholders, including Biden and Obama. So Reuters' investigation into the genealogies of American leading political figures, it revealed a legacy of slavery. Right? Maybe those guys are so rich now, they should put in big bucks into this whole reparations thing. Staggering fifth of the country's lawmakers, living presidents, Supreme Court justices, and governors can directly trace their lineage back to ancestors who enslaved black people. Now, see, I can say that we haven't. We don't. We couldn't. It's impossible. My mom didn't get here. People didn't come here till the mid-50s from Italy. And they had no money, so chances are really good they couldn't buy any slaves. They probably worked for slave wages. But anyway. This finding includes Joe Biden, every living former U.S. president, with the single exception of President Donald Trump. They're all direct descendants of individuals who once owned and enslaved black people. Don't you love it? Jimmy Carter, well, we knew that one. George W. Bush. Bill Clinton, yeah, we knew that about the Bushes, too, unless you're not paying attention. Billy Bob Clinton, Barack Obama through his white mother's lineage. Now, Trump's family immigrated to the U.S. after the abolition of slavery and from Germany. He's got an interesting story on how his grandfather, great-grandfather made it here to this country and lived the American dream. Had a hiccup, went back to Germany, came back here. You got to read it. I know some of you hate him so much you can't even say his name. Maybe we should have Dr. B look at that, right? Connections to slavery also reached the highest court in the nation with two of the nine sitting U.S. Supreme Court justices, Amy Coney Barrett and Neil Gorsuch. They're direct descendants of slaveholders. I guess that would disqualify them pretty much for living, wouldn't it? According to the left, anyway. Reuters' investigation also found that governors of 11 out of 50 states were direct descendants of slaveholders. Eight of these governors held office in the 11 states that once formed the Confederate States of America. Don't you love it? I love this stuff, right? In examining 536 members of the most recent sitting Congress, they found that at least 100 are descendants of slave owners. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. So with your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time to get involved, engaged, informed, whatever the words you are, I really don't care. Okay? But in all seriousness, when you get informed and you go, and I don't want to say you go after these people, but when you get informed and they say something extremely stupid, you're able to go, whoa, back up. All right? and you can fix it. You can make it right. Make their comment, their asinine comment right. I don't know any other way to put it to keep it clean. All right, 855, like I said, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's see if I can get through some of these stories. Rapid fire here. The Philadelphia Museum is facing backlash for what's being called a hate group. Now, I talked a little bit about this the other night. So, Historian civil rights organization lawmakers are denouncing the Museum of American Revolution for hosting an upcoming event. Now, check this out. It's the Museum of American Revolution. They don't want to let the Moms for Liberty, a controversial campaign organization that has been called an extremist group by critics. Right. But the critics that are calling them extremists are left critics, right? Democrats, socialists, progressives. So why do we care? And then the Southern Poverty Law Center. They call them a hate group. They also call Samaritan's Purse a hate group. So you can't take what they have to say at all. They really, seriously, if you look at the list of the Southern Poverty Law Center, 85% of the names they have on there are either Christian organizations, Christian-based, conservative, or what have you. So if you have a conservative viewpoint, you're done. Anyway, the group, Moms for Liberty, are going to hold a summit in Philadelphia featuring several Republican presidential candidates, including Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley. And it's a decision that, just widespread back. No, these are a bunch of people sitting around their homes looking for something to do. Some of them are paid to start trouble like this. Right? I mean, if you think about this, what happened during the revolution? Who were allowed to speak? Who weren't allowed to speak? Now, Moms for Liberty, they said that they're chairing parental rights and education. Numerous civil rights organizations have condemned the group for its oppressive views. You know what those oppressive views are? Yeah, the oppressive views is their take on transgenderism, on pushing the LGBTQ agenda in schools, because they want to ban books that have that show oral sex. I've seen the books that they think are okay for junior high and high school. They're wrong. Restrict classroom conversation on race, sexual orientation. Doesn't need to go on in the classroom. There's no reason for it. Now, this week, the American Historical Association, AHA, sent a letter to the Museum of the American Revolution's president, voicing its opposition to the museum's decision to host the group, urging him to reconsider. Moms for Liberty is an organization that has vigorously advocated censorship and harassment for history teachers, with books, libraries, because they push back against all the garbage that the left tries to push on our kids. The Committee on Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender History echoed similar statements. Right, because the group is not for the gay, lesbian, bisexual, blah, 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 lifestyles. The Committee on LGBT History condemns the decision made by the museum. This is an organization that consistently spreads hateful rhetoric about the LGBTQIA plus community. No, not true. They consistently speak to the other side of the issues. They're mad because the Moms group popularized the term groomers. Well, there are groomers. Yeah. They don't see it that way. See, for those sickos on the left, on the far left, all of this is open game. Your kids are open game from the time they're born to the time they nail them. In school, hiding behind government rules and laws. It's shocking that an organization dedicated to, documenting and preserving American history would enter into a relationship with an organization that is so intent upon distorting the American experience. You mean like they are? They're the ones actually doing it. In an op-ed published in Philadelphia Gay News, the senior organizer for the American Civil Liberties Union, Pennsylvania branch, wrote, "My suggestion for the group is don't come to Philly." Why not? No, really, why not? You let Antifa in. You let BLM in. All they did was damage the place, burn things down, fight with the police. But hey, what do I know? Banning books and outlawing trans people. Yeah, neither one of them have happened. They've banned books from high schools, but they're not really banned, you see. You can still get them on... Look, when Hitler banned books, when Mussolini banned books, when Stalin banned books, they were burned. Nowhere to be found. Couldn't get your hands on them. These people don't believe that it's age-appropriate anything. In California, Senator Wiener, and God have mercy on you guys that keep voting for him, he thinks you ought to be able to have sex with 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds. He pushes some of the craziest legislation, and the majority of it is all about sex, sexual orientation, who you can have it with, how you should have it, how many times you should have it. Thinks that a 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old girl can make decisions, or boy for that matter, to have sex. I mean, I would love to take somebody's lefty and look at them and look at their little 9-year-old girl and said, hey, you're on board with what we need? Yeah, okay, so you don't mind if I have sex with your daughter, right? She's 9. We're good. See how they feel about it then. Goes on to say that banning books and outlawing trans people, which they're not doing, makes schools safer. You see how they play with these words? These hateful policies are far cry from fighting for liberty. No, no, no. I should have the liberty and the choice to decide where my tax dollars go. I should have the liberty and the choice to decide whether my son or daughter is subjected to things in a public school. But you don't think so. You think you have the right to subject my son or daughter to what you believe is right. That's called fascism. You're not anti-fascism. You're pro-fascists. Now, several lawmakers have denounced the museum. Well, all Democrats, go figure. Moms for Liberty, put plainly, is a hate group, they say. They don't know that. Can't even tell you why they say that. In a statement by the Philadelphia Inquirer, one employee writes that they were not required to work that night if they did not feel safe. I don't feel the museum necessarily has my back. Why? Because they're doing something that you don't like? Oh, and that employee, by the way, is non-binary. Yeah, right. Moms for Liberty believe in male, female, and traditional marriage. That makes them a hate group. I've been saying this for 10 years. Longer than that now. Do not let them set the narrative. Do not let them decide what these words mean. If they're a sick group of individuals, hate speech. You saw what's happening tonight, where was it? Wisconsin is trying to outlaw any speech that makes someone feel bad. Wow. Can you get any more broad brush than that? I feel bad when you use mafia and Italian in the same sentence. Can I have you jailed? They really don't understand what the First Amendment was for, what it's all about. They don't get it. If I tell a joke you don't like, you think racially insensitive, I can go to jail. Don't come to the show. If I say things on the radio that you don't like or you think is racially, again, insensitive, don't listen. Unlike you, we don't force you to do things. Go listen to one. Well, you really can't listen to many of your stations because they don't last. Liberal stations don't do well. Anyway, I mean, really, hopefully the museum, I believe the museum is going to stand its ground. They defended its decision in a statement saying the Museum of the American Revolution strives to create an inclusive, oh my God, that's what they should be happy with that word. An inclusive and accessible museum experience for visitors with a wide range of viewpoints and beliefs. That should make them very happy. Because fostering understanding within a democratic society, we're not a democratic society. It's so central to our mission, rejecting visitors on the basis of ideology would, in fact, be antithetical to our purpose. Well, I will say, God bless them. All right? Yeah, I know. They published a quote from Adolf Hitler, and everybody's trying to pump that up. Totally out of context. But that's what they do. Hey, Joe Mancini, your host. God bless. Be safe. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.